Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. And today's topic continues the process, part three, truth about COVID-19, truth just below the surface with Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? And we continue this conversation.
Good, Neil. So today's program is going to take us a little deeper into what we've been talking about on the first three parts. And here it is. Indeed, the world is becoming increasingly black and white, and it's becoming easier and easier to see that global and national systems are not benefiting, but rather enslaving the population, as noted by Dr. Zelenko. I see the world now with such clarity. It's no longer confusing. It's a binary choice. It's very clear who's on what side. And here are the teams. There are those who want to live a life of God consciousness, believing our lives have sanctity. They're priceless, and they should be preserved at all cost. And no one has the right to enslave another human being. That's one approach. The other is an attempt to enslave psychologically and even more physically the world population. Do you want to know what's coming? Look at Justin Trudeau's statement. Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, just announced that anyone who tests positive will be quarantined in a government-run facility until the government deems you are safe to return back to society. That's also what Governor Cuomo wants to do in New York. And I'll tell you what I think. For what I'm about to say, I'm going to be labeled as a conspiracy theorist, but you know what? I don't care, because eventually the truth will come out and history will prove it right. If you look at the United Nations and the World Economic Forum, they have a plan. They have a 30-year plan. They have a 100-year plan. And that's all spelled out in their charter. So there's a plan called the 2030 plan. You can go to the World Economic Forum and look at their own words. It's being run by Klaus Schwab and his group. He wrote a book called The Great Reset, and that's where the term came from. Now, all the governments are quoting him, just like Trudeau, Prince Charles, the Australian Prime Minister. There's a myriad of other politicians calling for the Great Reset. So, what is the Great Reset? What are they asking for? One, it's absolutely ridiculous, but they're saying you will own nothing and you will be happy. Two, America will no longer be a superpower. Three, there will be a small group of nations that determine the direction of where the world goes. Four, you won't eat meat except for an occasional treat. Five, there'll be a global tax on fossil fuels to eradicate the reliance on oil. Six, 1 billion refugees will be displaced, and we're going to have to incorporate them and absorb them into our society. These are their stated goals. Now, how do you take the world's biggest country, the most powerful country, the richest country, and make it no longer a world superpower? Well, that's exactly what they're doing. Our economy is in shambles. You put in a government now that is passing foreign relief aid to China, Russia, Syria, Iran, and the Palestinian Authority. They're sending billions of dollars now to financially support these countries. So you have to ask yourself, what's going on here? Well, this started many years ago, but when Trump went to Davos in the first few years of his presidency, he said, I'm not part of your globalist agenda. I'm going to put my national interests first. That was a poke in the eye of the globalist. And that's the point when George Soros came out and said that Trump is one of the most dangerous people on the planet and he needs to be brought down. He was dangerous to their agenda. So what we really are fighting for is the soul of man. God is testing us, in my opinion. Every person is being asked one simple question. Either will you bow down to God and have the divine presence protect you, or are you going to bow down to Bill Gates and crew? These people need to be brought to justice. Jalenko also shared his views on the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines. He points out that while Gates is pushing COVID-19 vaccines essentially to save lives, he's on record as saying he feels the world population needs to be reduced. If someone was a eugenicist and felt that the world's population needs to be reduced, why would I take his vaccine for my health? The logical inconsistency here is absolutely perverse. Now, I am pro-vaccine. I'm so pro-vaccine, you can't imagine. I've given tens of thousands of patients vaccinations. I've given it to myself and my children. However, I am not COVID-19 vaccine positive. And I'll tell you why. Because the majority of patients under the age of 45 have a near 100% recovery rate with a mild runny nose from COVID-19. Why would I vaccinate someone with an experimental vaccine? The answer is not for medical reasons. Another question. Why would I give someone a vaccine, even if they are at high risk, if I can give them prophylaxis and or early pre-hospital treatment and have 100% or nearly that recovery rate? It's not for medical reasons. Another question. Why would I give a vaccine to someone who's already had COVID-19 and has antibodies? Not for a medical reason. And why would I give a very specific vaccine to someone who is going to be exposed to a ton of different variants and strains and mutations? I wouldn't. What I would use is an approach that inhibits RNA replication of RNA viruses, which works for all of the strains, including potentially influenza. And that's the dirty secret here. I'm not attacking the vaccine per se. I'm attacking the need for the vaccine. I have not enough information to say it's good or bad, but I don't like to guess. But what I can tell you is that I know for a fact that 99.98% of young and healthy people under the age of 45 recover with no treatment. I also know for a fact from my own real-world battle-tested evidence, which has been reproduced now on hundreds of thousands of patients, that if you intervene early, you essentially eliminate hospitalization and death. And I've now treated two waves. I have not seen one patient who's had COVID-19 in the first wave and gets it again. So the need for the vaccine does not exist. It's been artificially conflated, offering people an artificial false hopes solution in order to enslave them to be codependent on the government. You know why my approach is so dangerous? Because not only does it treat COVID-19, but it treats anxiety. It tells people you don't have to worry. My statement to the American people or whoever's listening is, return to normal living. You don't need to worry. And by the way, there are non-prescription options that can replace HCQ if your government or doctor is too stupid or vicious to give it to you. So you don't have to rely on them. You can buy over-the-counter things that will save your own life. So my point is, return back to normal life. And by the way, I have a podcast that tells you about these supplements. It's unbelievable the crime that's being done on the human psyche. I'm screaming to humanity, don't be scared, be cautious, be smart, use common sense, but don't be scared. Return back to life. Re-engage in life. Over-the-counter alternatives to ACQ include EGCG, a green tea extract, and quercetin, both of which are zinc ionophores and therefore work much like ACQ does. Quercetin works best when taken in conjunction with vitamin C, as vitamin C helps activate it. Now, to learn more about Zelenko's protocol, be sure to visit his website, VladimirZelenkoMD.com. There you'll find protocols not only for early treatment, but also prophylaxis, along with studies that document the rationale for each of the treatment components and patient testimonials. His website also includes access to telemedicine via Speak with an MD, which can overnight your medication. So if you live in a state that's tyrannical, you can have a consultation with Dr. Fields, Zelenko says. I had to develop this because there were patients around the country who did not have access to HCQ, including it's worth noting that when you treat early, your risk of developing long-term side effects, commonly referred to as long hauler syndrome, is virtually nil. Not a single one of Zelenko's patients who received treatment within the first 5 days of symptom onset went on to develop long haul symptoms afterwards. I had patients, Zelenko said, who were long haulers, but they came to me after that window, and they were already advanced in the inflammation process. At that point, the cytokine storm had already taken hold. They had developed blood clots, some of them pulmonary infarcts or strokes. Others developed ARDS, or catastrophic lung damage and pneumonias, and others were just not themselves. I don't know how to describe it, but it ate away part of their soul. They're not the same people. There's depression. There's lack of energy. There's a psychological impact as well. So it's not that I don't deal with long haulers. I do. But the way to prevent long hauler syndrome is to intervene within the first 5 days with appropriate antiviral medication in high-risk patients that is 100% successful. Zelenko refers to the COVID-19 pandemic and everything surrounding it as an informational war, a propaganda war. And his primary objective and agenda in this war is to educate and speak the truth. There's a lot of false narrative being pumped into the heads of people to create fear, he says. In the Psalms of David, it says, with crooked people, you have to deal crookedly. It also says you should learn from a thief. So I learn from the enemy, and I use their tactics to counter them. The main tactic is to spread the truth. By the way, it's no longer dependent on me only. I have second and third and fourth generation leaders that have taken on the mission and are really spreading the knowledge worldwide. It's unstoppable. They could try to slow it down, and they are. But the truth will come out. The truth is coming out. And when the truth will be revealed, the people that try to obstruct it and use lies to slaughter will be destroyed by them. I am now more optimistic than I've ever been, simply because there's no more confusion. Life was very confusing. You didn't know what was good, what was bad. Now it's very clear. There's much more bad, and that's true. But I know where it's at. I know where the enemy is, and I know where the good is. And a little light pushes away a lot of darkness. And my sources are Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, MD, and Dr. Joseph Mercola. That's my program for today, Neil.
Wow. I mean, this is definitely truth just below the surface. And you've been spot on. I've been talking to another person who was spot on in a prophecy for 9 years, what was going to happen to our country. And wow, people that want to go ahead and respond need to go ahead and find Wynn Henderson, reach out to him at RevWynnHendersonMD.com. Okay.
That's my website, but also Neil, send them to www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com, spelling Libsyn, Libsyn. That's my podcast. It's the longest running radio internet talk show in America. And you can go over there and find over 200 programs and pick the ones that you like. Of course, it's free. And tell all your friends about it too, because we have been giving you the truth just below the surface. We have been some of the leaders in the country of giving you the truth well below, well before anybody else has. And so here is where you can get the truth. I don't have an agenda. I just research the truth and give it to you. So go over to my podcast and tell your friends and share that podcast information.
All right. Well, thanks again for stopping by. I appreciate it. And great show. All right, guys, that was Neil Haley, the Neil Haley Show and Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface. Take care.